with Tony Nelson from Tracy, Minnesota, and we are talking Golden Gopher football. And of course, he's a big man up front, working with the offensive line. First of all, how has the year gone for you up front, trying to fight for your time to play and also biding your time, knowing that at some point it's going to come?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing is just to focus on what the team needs and focusing on what your role is and concentrating each week on what you can do, and when your opportunity comes, just taking advantage of it.
And you feel you're ready and you've put in the work when the number's called?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we work so much in the off season, it's hard not to feel ready when the time comes during this time of the year.
You obviously got in some time in the game with Northwestern State when the game was no longer in doubt. How much fun was that to get in there and hit somebody with another jersey and really have an impact?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blast. It's always fun being out there with the guys, and especially in that situation, it's always fun being with the second team and with the guys that maybe don't get to play all the time, helping them out on the field, and it's just a blast.
You think about that. You helped a couple of guys get their first touchdown. Shikanjanski got his first throwing and rushing touchdown. Femme got his first, receiving touchdown in that case. But how much fun is it to help pave the way for those guys to hit some benchmarks?
Yeah, absolutely. It was so fun. I told Femme before the game that when he gets his opportunity, he's got to take it. And I was so happy to be able to be a part of that. And obviously with Max, me and him are good friends, and it's always fun seeing him be able to succeed.
And when you look at now with Femme's situation, as you say, you know, you're preparing, you're ready when your number's called. His number's now being called a little bit more, you know, through injury and such. And so games like that help, and the work's been done, and he's been an impactful player.
Yeah, absolutely. I love seeing guys like that step up when their opportunity and their number's called.
All right, now take me through, and we ask you this every year, what it's like being from Minnesota, and in your case, small town Minnesota, and representing your region, your county, your city, your town, your high school, wearing maroon and gold.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a dream of mine since I was a kid to be able to play for the Gophers, and it's an honor. I want to thank coaches for giving me the opportunity to play, and I just want to thank all the community back home that supported me throughout high school and now throughout in college.
What is it like when you go back home now? Do people always ask you what it's like playing in the Big Ten?
Yeah, definitely. And everybody's always asking questions, and I always say it's a huge change. You know, it's a completely different level coming from single-A football in Minnesota to the Big Ten. And so you always hear people talk about, you know, their welcome to the Big Ten moments, and I had a couple of those myself too. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, very good. And your upbringing on a farm in rural Minnesota, small town Minnesota, how do you think that shaped you into not just even the football player and the big strong guy you are, but just the human being you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the farming community and the rural community in general is so close-knit, and it's so similar to football in that way, where we're all so close in the locker room, and it's the same way in the ag community. Everybody's so close, helping each other out when they can. It's an honor to be a part of it.
I always think, too, the ag community, there is a competitive nature in it, right? You want to have your corn look better than the neighbor's corn. You want to have a higher, you know, per acre soybean crop than the neighbor. But at the end of the day, like you, and like PJ always says, it's more of a competing with, not against. You got to be ready. And if the neighbor needs help, if something hits, if tragedy strikes, the rural community is there to pick everybody up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had a number of different examples of that happen in my life before, people helping us and us helping other people. But it's just like our culture talks about, the Farmers Alliance, you know, everybody helping everybody out to be the best that they can.
Tell us about your farm.
Yeah, so we farm in southwest Minnesota. It's a crops farm only, and so we do corn and soybeans. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, very good. So you get to ride out in the combine and the tractor and the planter and all that, right?
Yep, exactly. Spraying in the summer, yep.
Well, very good. We've enjoyed watching, and we're looking forward to watching you progress as well as the rest of your career goes on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He is Tony Nelson, Tracy, Minnesota.